This 4th of July weekend is expected to be busier than last year, according to AAA, the American Automobile Association. Carmel Delshad has the details.
AAA is projecting 41 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more from home during this holiday weekend. That's a 2% increase from last year. In Florida, over 2 million people are expected to travel, and that's up 3% from last year. AAA spokesperson Mark Jenkins says the high number of travelers is a sign the economy is on the rebound.
And a lot of that has to do with improvements in the employment picture, rising home values. That's encouraging more people to feel comfortable spending money, especially using their credit cards to finance their travel plans.
Nearly 5 million more Americans are expected to travel for the July 4th weekend than for Memorial Day. I'm Carmel Dalshad in Orlando.
With travel up, jobs are down. Florida employers cut 1,234 jobs last month. That's down 45% from a year ago. That's according to new numbers from outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas. In Miramar, Red Ventures marketing firm laid off 225 employees, while Miami-Dade County and its police department laid off 700 workers. Other major layoffs were in Orlando and Tampa. So far this year, Florida has about 14,000 layoffs compared to roughly 13,000 at this time in 2013. The NFL has suspended Miami Dolphins player Deion Jordan for 4 games. The league found that he violated the league's policy on performance-enhancing drugs. Jordan will be able to take part in training camp and preseason games. Once regular season starts, though, he'll be off the Dolphins' active roster until September 29th. In a release from the team, he said he tested positive for a stimulant and he takes full responsibility for the test results. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre. Now back to Lorenzo.